98.1 KZE. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock on your Monday, and I am delighted to welcome to the studio our good friend Jen Hicks from Jane Street Art Center, whose new exhibition opens on Saturday, marking time at Jane Street Art Center. Jen, congratulations.
Thank you. Hello.
It's so lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you as well.
And I think this is a first. I mean, we've spoken on a number of occasions, but you're always promoting other people's work. And how does it feel to finally have your own work going up on display?
I say this all the time, but it's terrifying.
Yeah.
When I got Jane Street Art Center, when I got the building in 2014, it was a completely derelict building. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, this is going to be my studio. This is going to be great. You know, I don't have to fix it up too much. It'll be awesome. And blah, 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 blah. But it turned out I couldn't do that because it was in such bad shape. So I had to do a full gut renovation. And once it was done, it was such a beautiful space. I was like, I can't have this all to myself as a studio.
I don't think I knew that story. So this was never intended, or at least not originally intended, to be a gallery.
No, it was intended to be an awesome place I could live and have a studio.
Whoops.
Like, ooh, woo. But, you know, I had no experience about running a full-on gallery. So yeah. I had to learn as I went. Which was I had a pretty major learning curve.
Yeah.
But I also got to know amazing people in the process. And it's a really fantastic thing to be in an artist community. So, learning from each other, getting inspired by each other, and also seeing that we all go through very similar things.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists, including myself, work in isolation. Within your own memory or your culture, or your cultural background. So to share that is a big deal.
Yeah.
But it's also scary because then you're taking all your heart and soul that's inside and putting it out into the world and having people look at it and go like, oh my God, I hope it makes sense.
Or at least that it moves them in some way, or they connect with it in some way. Because I imagine it's a lot like, writing a song or a poem or a book, where like people are going to get different things out of it. It might not be necessarily what you had in mind when you created the piece, but as long as they connect to it in some way, I imagine that's satisfying.
It is. And I think I'm just going to say for myself, because I've been studying art for so long, I've been training, as if you want to put it that way, art school and graduate school and hours and hours and hours and hours of life drawing, there's a certain point, and I think this is with everybody who's in the creative arts who does that particular kind of rigid or dedicated training, is that you got to let it go.
Yeah.
And then you have to trust that you've had this background and it's in your body, and then you can kind of find a new way. Mm-hmm. But it's really like jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, I don't know where this is going, but I got to take a chance, and I could make a big fat mess. But otherwise, you just don't progress. You
and
just
yeah,
stay behind.
The work is never finished, and you could say that the work is really never finished.
Yeah.
But you have to call it finished at some point.
Yeah, you call it finished. I mean, it's true, and that's kind of why I enjoy, and kind of going back to my theme, marking time, is I work with time.
Yeah.
I find that's interesting to me. I set myself a time limit. We have drawing at Jane Street Art Center Mondays and Fridays, life drawing. So we work with models. Mm-hmm. And then I also watch people. I stare at people on the street. Look out.
Peeking out from behind a bush.
I watch, and I was in the theater world for so long. So I'm also aware of, and I was a dancer for a long time, so I'm aware of movement and weight and timing and gesture and things like that. So it all kind of combines. But the thing about time is that if you set the model as you've got 2 minutes or 30 seconds, that's it.
Right.
And that moment is gone. And I find that really interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I've done a little bit of life drawing, and it really changes the way you approach the sketch if you know that you have 5 minutes to work on it versus if you know you have 2 minutes versus 30 seconds. Like, you know, if you, and I like those kind of 30 second ones because it forces you to look at like, okay, what are the major shapes?
Yeah.
What are the things that I really want to capture in this, you know, as opposed to just trying to like nail every little detail.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to let go about trying to make something look like it, mm-hmm. whatever it is to you, and trust that what you're seeing, you're going to translate somehow.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You're translating it. And, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Also.
And being forced to be imperfect can reveal some things that you might not have, you know, some directions you might not have gone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And then the other thing that I work with is layering. So if you're maybe doing more portraiture, you want to have the thing look like the person that you're looking at. That's interesting to me to a certain extent, and I could do it if I want to, mm-hmm. but I'm not really interested in the portraiture as much as the kind of internal gesture of the person. And then that becomes, we were talking about muses. I'm listening to a podcast about Balanchine and a muse. So it being a person that kind of sparks another idea or an archetype of something. And so that's what I end up doing is I see the person I'm looking at and then layer that on top of another person, another person. And so it becomes these kind of moments in time captured on top of each other.
Yeah. Jen Hicks is my guest. If you're just joining us from Jane Street Art Center, you can see her new work, Marking Time, opening on Saturday and running through October 25th. Now, when I think Marking Time, I have a school marching band background, and when I think of the phrase marking time, that was when you would march in place, right?
Ah.
Is there any of that like in your thinking when you were coming up with the pieces? Tell me a little bit about what marking time means to you in this context.
Yeah. You're the first person that's actually said that to me, but yes, because when we are working with the model or when I'm working with the model, it is a time and it's one time. So you're in place. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking other models necessarily and putting them on top of each other. It's the same person.
Yeah.
So they are in place. They are marking time in that place in that 3-hour period of whatever they come up with. So when the person comes in the door who is modeling, they come with also their own history and their whatever their day was and my day and the room and the season and all the rest. And that influences what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you've heard me do these interviews before. I try not to ask anything as obvious as like, what does it look like? But, what are, some of the materials that you use? What medium are we talking about with marking time?
Okay. So, right now I am really interested. Well, this is not just now, but I really like experimenting. So it's not just experimenting with the imagery, it's also experimenting with the materials. So I work with everything. So oil, acrylic, pastel, pencil, what else am I working with? Different kinds of ground materials like Yupo paper, which is a sort of very slick paper, inks. A lot of the work is on wood, which I really like working with. It's weird, but it's, I go to Home Depot, not Home Depot, I go to Lowe's. Shout out to Lowe's. Yay, Lowe's. I go to Lowe's and I buy already cut wood or I order it. And, that is interesting also because the wood will arrive and it has its own life.
Yeah.
It has its own the veins that go through it. And
no two pieces are the same.
No two pieces are the same. And so when I put the thing in front of me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what it's going to come out like. Mm-hmm. So I just got to start and go and not think too much.
Yeah.
So
now, were you putting these pieces together as you made them? Were you thinking of them as a show, as a cohesive thing? Or are these more of a collection of works that you've been working on? How do you kind of approach that?
It is more like working through the, it's following a thread of material in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like I started working very small, and then because I had double hip surgery last year, there's the work before hip surgery and the work after hip surgery, mm-hmm. and during hip surgery. And so during my recovery time, you know, I can't work big. And so I was doing very small work. And then I could have more stability and started getting bigger again until I got pretty big. And then I realized, oh, I can't pick these things up.
Okay, too big.
Too big.
Scale it back.
So that's kind of how I work. I just push and I follow the thread until the thread's like, okay, that period is done.
So these are representative of that whole time period from before the surgery and during and what you've been. So this is a long period of time.
It's 2 years. Wow. It's 2 years. So I was supposed to have a show last year, but because of the surgery, I couldn't do it. So I've got the work before that that's going to be in the Little Gallery's sketchbook. And then the work prior, after surgery, is going to be at Jane Street. So cool. That is more, brighter, I think. Mm-hmm. The colors are much brighter. I'm using a lot of oil sticks, which I love. R&F Handmade Paint, love them. Shout out to R&F. I work with their oil sticks, which are just fabulous. And then I discovered these tempera pencil, or they're tempera like, it's like painting with lipstick. Mm. It's very weird. It's a weird material, but
that sounds fun.
It's fun, and it's super clean. It doesn't make a mess. And it can do some things, it can't do other things. So that's an experiment of like, what can I put over that? Inks, marker go over it, markers go over it, but pencil does not.
Interesting. So,
it's kind of discovering what things can do.
Experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jane Street Art Center is the place. This Saturday is the opening reception. Is this cannot be the first time you've displayed your own work at Jane Street, can it?
Second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you enjoy the opening receptions, or do they make you nervous as well?
It's terrifying. Oh my God. Yeah. You know what? Underneath this thing that I have to be in the front of, the face of the gallery, I'm initially a ridiculously shy person. Like, my parents used to say, oh, go play with somebody. And I would hide.
Yeah.
I would hide in a closet, or I would hide behind the curtain, and they would drag me out and say, go play with your neighbor.
Make
like,
a
friend. No, don't make me. I don't want to. So it's been a learning process of like, take a deep breath and how to talk to people.
Yeah. It's much harder. I mean, at least for me, I understand this because I'm the same. It's much harder to promote your own work than somebody else's work.
And absolutely.
It's harder to champion your own work than somebody else's work.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's hard. You're inside of it. And so to pull back and see it in a way that kind of condenses all these thoughts that have been in your head and put it in a sentence, that's always the tricky part.
And,
but it's all musicians, artists, you know, across the board, creative people, they have to do it. And it's hard.
It's not easy. And, you know, you can see the people who are good at it.
Mm.
And often they're very successful.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that now with AI, are just generating it through AI. And I can see that for the most part. So I'm like, no, that's not you. That is a computer telling me what you're thinking. So I'm trying to not do that as much as possible.
Yeah, don't lean on AI.
Yeah, no, just write your own stuff.
Yeah. And if we all rely on AI, then we're all going to be exactly the same and it's going to suck.
Yeah, I agree. And it just flattens everything out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, make a mistake. It's fine.
Yeah. And if you are going to make a mistake, I'd rather it be a human mistake than a robot, you know, lying to me.
Yeah. And there's also this sort of sterile quality where art is more about story to a certain degree. Like, people come into the gallery all the time, so I can talk to them about other people's work, but you want to hear what the person was thinking about, or you want to hear something about their life or why they're doing that particular color. And then the artist might not know, but it's interesting and it gives the piece of work some heart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to have a conversation with a person about their work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jen Hicks from Jane Street Art Center is my guest, talking about the new exhibition, Marking Time, opening this Saturday with the reception. Is it 3 to 5?
It is 4 to 6.
4 to 6, pardon me. At Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, running through October 25th. Jen, anything else we should know about Marking Time?
There is an installation going to be in the back, and that is the I don't want to say scary, because scary is not the right word.
I like the word scary. That piques my interest. I'm like, there's a scary thing?
It's scary. It's scary in a little way. So as I said, the part that where I wasn't able to do much, I was doing a repetitive images of roses. Mm. And I'd been using roses for a while as a symbol of many things. I mean, roses have a deep history of symbolic meaning, mm-hmm. but they're also very difficult to me to draw because they're so complicated. And so I would just do this repetition, like a meditation, paint them over and over and over and over. And that started me thinking about memory and family history and my own personal history. And so I'm building this installation or piece with these, they're almost like medallions of roses in the front and mirrors on the back. And then some of the mirrors have been, I ran over them with my car. So I
Art.
Found a way, and I like laid them on my driveway and I'm running over back and forth. Because as they turn, if it all works as planned, I will have these pin lights that will shoot the light around the space.
Ooh.
And the mirror part, I have a, it's a little complicated, but I have a piece of plastic, a thin piece of plastic over the mirror part, so shards of glass don't go everywhere. You know,
right.
It's not dangerous, but it is cracked.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the mirror ones is a black hole. So it's this paint that you can go super black.
Mm.
So the one side is a cracked image or a cracked light, and the other side is a black hole.
Is it Vanta Black?
No, it's Culture Hustle.
Interesting.
Stuart Semple.
Cool.
I love his paints. Yeah, it's the, I think he's at 4.0 or something now. It's the blackest black.
Oh, badass.
And it's so cool. It's like velvet.
I'll paint
like
my car that.
Yeah. Like painting with velvet. It's so beautiful. So there's that. And then there's a piece, and I'm not sure if it's going to make it in, but I'll tell you about it anyway. It's an image of a bed, and it's very tall and very tiny, but like skinny. And I used to have these terrible nightmares as a kid, just awful. And I had to go to the doctor because I would have these dreams would just, they call them night terrors.
Right,
so I'd wake up screaming.
And you remembered them.
Oh, yeah. But they ended up being very like nebulous. They weren't a concrete thing. Mm-hmm. They were, well, one was me being pulled into the water. That was always scary.
That is objectively scary.
That was terrifying. Like I was on a cliff and there was this force that was pulling me down. The other one was these shapes, and it was a shape that would get big and small and big and small. And I don't know what it means, but
right.
It was so scary to
yeah.
me. So the bed is that sense of the thing under the bed.
Right.
You know, this unknown thing,
and like that, it's the wrong shape. Yeah.
Yeah. And yep. And I don't know what it is. And then I've got this other, the third piece back there is a piece that I've done over the years, and I've had these objects for 20, almost 30 years now. They're these plastic domes, and every year I added something to them. And that kind of encapsulates also memory. We'll see. You got to come. You got to see it.
You just got to see it.
Yeah. There's gold leaf involved. There's roses involved. There's these plastic things. There's a little teeny bed. There's these broken glass. And then there's these big paintings that are very dramatic.
Cool. Awesome.
So, there you go.
And that's on display through October 25th at Jane Street Art Center.
Yes.
Amazing. Jen, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
No pun intended.
Thank you. Yeah.
This pun is intended, though. Here's Overheard with Time on a Good Day from Marking Time.